In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the votive mass of the Blessed Sacrament. And if you remember from Holy Week, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass was instituted on Holy Thursday, when Christ said the very first Mass for his apostles. And during Holy Week, we saw how Jesus, to all that hatred and betrayal of men, he answered by the institution of the Blessed Sacrament and gave all men proof of his love towards us. And children, for this great love which Jesus has given us, we must also answer. And we can today think that how have we answered to this great love and charity of Jesus which he has shown to us. It is in the most holy sacrament of the altar where our Lord Jesus, he is present under the appearances, that is, the locks of bread and wine. So you children should therefore worship Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and you must do this with great reverence and with the spirit of gratitude. So ask yourself that have you always remembered him, and have you done your duty, the duties? Do you always remember to go to Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation? And have you always genuflected as you should when you enter the church? And do you always remember to kneel down during the elevation? And do you also finally have a devotion to Jesus when he is in the Blessed Sacrament? Never forget, children, that when you are in the church, you are in presence of God, and you should be very reverent and devout in the house of God, his church. Then you show to everybody how much you love Jesus, who has first loved you. And people around you are impressed when you show your love to Jesus. I'll tell you today an incident from real life. Some of you have been studying in the class the Presidents of United States. And in the song you used, you named one president named Harry Truman, as it said, that weird little human. Harry Truman did lots of big things as a president, but I wanted to tell you about a very kind and good act he did to a follower of Jesus once. Harry Truman was still a senator, and he was once heading a group of senators who were flying from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles on important business. You know, big people, they are always up to some big and important business. But this time it was on a Sunday, on Sunday morning, when this big business took place. And flight from Washington to Los Angeles was very long. And in that group there was a senator named James Meade, who was a Catholic. And he said to Senator Truman, "Harry, this will be the first Sunday for ages that I cannot go to Mass," because their plane would land to Los Angeles only very late in the afternoon on Sunday. But Harry Truman went and said to the pilot of the plane, "If you see an airport near a town anywhere along here, I want you to land the plane." And soon the plane taxied to an Albuquerque strip. As it came to a stop near the gates, Senator Truman turned to James Meade and said, "Jimmy, you're not going to miss Mass after all." Children, wasn't that a kind thing to do? Even though he was doing big business and was on important mission, Harry Truman saw that this Catholic friend of his had even more important matters to attend on Sunday. He needed to go to Mass to show his love to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And we need this same love for Jesus also, children. We love our mother and father because they work so much and hard to support us. And therefore, we also need to love Jesus and attend the sacrifice of the Mass with love and charity and devotion. In this way, we show that we are his followers, we are his children, and we are those people on earth who do good and not those evil people who crucified him. May God bless you, children, in the name of the Father and of the Son.